The track that I have inherited came to me when I was a real little girl. This was in the 30s. There was a radio show called The Kate Smith Hour. Every time the show opened, Kate Smith would sing, "When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain."
When the moon comes over the mountain,
every beam brings a dream back of you. I used to sing along with her, and I just loved that song so much. And one night, my parents were having a dinner party, and I opened the kitchen door, and I sang the song, and everybody laughed. I don't know, you know, I think back on it because I've always thought, why do I have this terrible fear of singing? I just can't do it. And I'm thinking, does it go back that far that it would have that kind of an effect on me?
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith.
I lived in a little town called Lafayette. That's where my father had his wonderful little general store. Because of the Depression, he lost everything. Because he'd give everybody credit. Because nobody had any money. And finally, there was no more money. So we moved to Minneapolis because he had a job with the state. My parents weren't much into having the animals. Maybe it was because they would cost too much. And so my first little dog was a little dog named Corky. Cutest, most fun little animal. I just loved him to pieces. And of course, there wasn't money to get the shots for him, and he got distemper, and he died. And I was, I still get teary-eyed when I think of, you know, it was just extremely difficult. I've always had a love for animals, always, but I'm also very, very interested in protecting them, not only the domestic animals, but getting to know about the big cats, to really want to understand why is that animal here on our planet. And once you do start inquiring, you find that they are brilliant at what they do, at their job. And every one of us has a job, whether you have fur or hair. My parents were always amazed at the strength that I have and the willingness to do things. If it doesn't just happen, I will promote it. I will figure out how to do it. I've gone around the world all by myself. I've done, when I look back and think about all the different things I've done, I thought, what a lucky lady I am. I would like to pass on in this tract a song from a movie that my daughter did called Working Girl.
Let the river run, let all the dreamers wake the nation.
Melanie Griffith was up for an Academy Award for it. She did such a fine job. And there was a song in it called Let the River Run by Carly Simon. And I am so proud of my daughter, Melanie Griffith. She has let her life kind of go into whatever she wanted to do, which is a good thing and a bad thing. She manages to have goals in her mind, and she accomplishes them. Oh, and I'm so fortunate because I have Antonio Banderas as a son-in-law. And, of course, he is the ultimate actor, he sings, he dances, I don't know what he can't do. And besides that, he's Puss in Boots. At the end of the film, this song comes out, and my daughter's character had just achieved her goal. And it was so beautiful. And this song is so empowering and so encouraging that it just gives you all kinds of strength. You know, sometimes if you're feeling a little low or you're feeling kind of down or for whatever reason, music can be of great solace to you. And that song is very powerful to me. I have a tendency to forget things that bother me. I don't dwell on sadness, on what if I had done this, you know, if I had taken advantage of that or why didn't I. I don't dwell on those things. I live in the future and not in the past. When I hear Let the River Run, it just jazzes me. I just feel wonderful. I feel strong. I feel like I can conquer the world.